All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel Blank today. Might not even have Barry Laminack over there. He's over here banging on stuff and beating. And
I'm like the Fonz, dude. The earphone over here, the headphones will cut out. You only get one.
He's like never that prepared. Old, the jukebox.
Yeah, and then you just got to bang it, and then it won't come on all the way until you go, hey, and then it comes on.
Yeah, see, you just ruined it for me. I was going to come on and, you know, talk a lot about how...
Were you going to yell, what up, H-Town?
How come beautiful you didn't... things are around here. No, I mean, like, they took up that nasty DNA-infested carpet and...
Man.
They had a fancy new chair here. Zerline comes back and they start cleaning up stuff. They wouldn't take
right?
care. And there's Wi-Fi up in here.
Yeah, that was in his rider. He's like, I'm not coming back until you guys fix up the place a little.
AJ was whining about that for years.
Yeah,
he couldn't get nothing done.
That let you know exactly who has the stroke in this town.
Thanks a lot, Lance. We appreciate that. Jerome Solomon subbing in today on The Usual Suspects. You can join us on the show, too. 713-780-ESPN is your number. People getting fired over there on Kirby.
Man.
Caught some of that?
I saw, just before we hit the airwaves, I saw that they kind of cleaned house, huh?
Not the whole house. They picking and choosing, you know, the special teams.
Well, that needed to happen.
The special teams, you know, hadn't been that special. You know,
the special teams was ranked 34th in the NFL. That's how bad it was. 32 teams, they were 34th.
Oh, if you want to go by the rankings, you want to throw numbers all out there. But the defensive coordinator is going to be interviewing for head coaching jobs.
I don't know how that's happening.
I looked up a number and says, there are 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
31 of them gave up fewer points per game than the Texans.
Okay.
In other words, the Texans are number one. In points allowed.
At giving up points. Yeah, not the one you want to be number one at.
Not particularly, no.
Man, yeah, there's going to... Okay, so I'm just going to ask you straight up your opinion. What kind of deal was made where O'Brien said, all right, yeah, I'll fire these people if you guys keep me around, or if that was a stipulation of, hey, we're going to keep you, but you've got to make a bunch of moves.
I'll tell you, I don't think that's part of the deal at all, even though... And it's being reported that he's expected to sign an extension, which that's the miracle part to me, is that he has 1 year left on his contract. And for some strange reason, a coach can't coach with only 1 year left on his deal, which is ridiculous in the NFL, particularly.
Lame duck, right?
No, you got a year left on your deal. It's not a lame duck. You can coach. It's not like college where you have to go out and recruit and tell players, I'm going to be here 4 years. There's no recruiting.
Okay.
You just coach. It's like the play. They don't tell the players that. They tell the players. Yeah. Alfred Blue had 1 year left on his contract. Did they hook him up?
He's a lame duck running back. You don't want that.
He's out there average.
Just half-assing it, falling down.
He's as average at his job as Bill O'Brien has proved to be at his. They made Alfred Blue play it out this year, and you know what's happened now? He's free to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, no, I don't think he cut any deals because whatever the situation, the Texans could have won a lot of games. They could have gotten some quality offensive coordinating coaching. That's the coach that needs to be fired, the offensive coordinator. They could have scored more than one touchdown a game in 8 of those games when Deshaun Watson wasn't out there. That's why the offensive coordinator needs to go. And the special teams still were bad.
Who's
that was the problem.
Remind me, who's the OC? Who's the...
Their offensive coordinator, they technically don't have that position feel.
Oh.
So they left that over to Bill O'Brien.
Oh.
So Bill O'Brien needs to sit down with his offensive coordinator and talk to himself.
Is that the same OC that did really well with Watson, though, when he had actually
That same OC, when he had Deshaun Watson, decided, oh, we better not go for this fourth down, even though all the analytics say we need to go for it. And we're the only team that's ever scored 33 points in Foxborough and lost to the Patriots. No, we don't need. Let's get the field goal. Let's get the field goal.
That sounds like an assistant head coach problem.
No, that's the offensive coordinator. Well, okay, maybe it was the offensive coordinator when they got to Seattle. And Seattle's been around since the 70s.
Uh-huh.
They've only lost one game when a team dropped 38 on them in Seattle. That offensive coordinator said, you know what I'm going to do? I got Deshaun Watson running around and tiptoeing through the tulips and throwing the ball all over the field. Let's run this up the middle a few times. Let's sneak a tackle with Lamar Miller up the middle.
Hey, you know, if they don't see it coming, I watch Turn. I binge watch Turn and the whole American Revolution thing. You gotta be strategic. You gotta have some strategery.
But see, the problem with that though,
uh-huh.
Your offensive line is so bad that the Seattle Seahawks defensive players were running over there to try to catch Deshaun Watson. They go, oh, wait a minute, these fools running up the middle. Hey man, tackle that dude over there for me, please. Minus one.
I take it you're not a big Bill O'Brien guy. Tell the truth.
I think Bill O'Brien's an okay coach.
Uh-huh.
But is okay good enough for you? I don't think he's a good offensive coordinator at all. That's why the Texans scored the fewest touchdowns of any team in the league last year. His offense is suspect. He's coached 64 games for the Texans.
Uh-huh.
In most of those games, the offense looked bad.
In most of those games, the quarterbacks were bad.
He picked those guys.
There's a difference between his ability to coach and his ability to evaluate talent.
What? No. He's coached 64 games.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Five of those games, Deshaun Watson started in, and they looked good. One of those games, Deshaun Watson started in, they beat Cincinnati, but Deshaun put on Deshaun and scored a touchdown.
Yep.
You know, with that 50-yard run or whatever. That wasn't a coordinator. That wasn't a coach. And much of what Deshaun did wasn't the coach. Deshaun, you know who Deshaun looked good when he was playing for? Every coach he's ever played for. Every last one of them.
But isn't that, I mean, be for real though, Jerome. That's how this business is, right? I mean, anything.
But
when you have Shaq and Kobe, when you have Jordan and Pippen,
you
look really good. There's
right. But other coaches had Pippen and Jordan and didn't win it all. Phil Jackson won it all with
them. Okay.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
He had Deshaun Watson and how many games did they win with Deshaun starting?
3-3 with him?
3. How many did they lose? 3.
Yeah.
His record with Deshaun is the same as it was with every other quarterback.
He's also a rookie.
Oh, now here, see, how many excuses you gonna keep giving the guy?
I'm just trying to play devil. I'm just saying that
the devil's in the detail. I can say I have no problem with Bill O'Brien, but don't try to act like he's a great coach. Stick with average and let's.
I think he's above average. I'm not gonna say he's a great coach. He's an above average.
He's an above average coach. You know who got fired yesterday from Detroit Lions?
A lot of people.
He came on. He started coaching Detroit the same year Bill O'Brien started coaching. He won more games with Detroit, and he had to go. You know how many games Bill O'Brien needs to win the next two seasons to match Chuck Pagano's record?
Isn't that crazy?
The Texans would have to go 11-5 2 years in a row for Bill O'Brien to have a record the same as Chuck Pagano. And everybody said Chuck Pagano should have been gone a long time ago. And he's been missing 2 years with no Andrew Luck.
That is a troubling thing when you think about it, because for O'Brien, for his tenure, he was 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. And every year you're like, well, he's a winning coach. I mean, he wins, he's getting them to the playoffs. 1 year of 4-12 and all that is out the window. He is no longer a winning coach. You look at his overall body of work, and 1 year of 4-12 makes it look completely different than if he goes 8-8, 9-7.
But what about the email? I'm sorry. What about the injuries?
You're so wrong.
What about the injuries, Jerome? They said.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien said it today to say that the only reason they lost was because of injuries would not be a good statement. That's what Bill O'Brien said.
It's a fact.
So
though.
Good. So I've been trying not to say that already.
I've been saying it.
I feel good about myself.
If they're healthy, it's a different year.
Like I said, that's not why they were losing.
You don't think with this team, if Will Fuller stays healthy, if Deshaun Watson stays healthy, Merciless.
The starting quarterback played all season until the last couple of games. They start quarterback.
That's not what I was mad about. I'm not gonna lie.
The backup
quarterback. Ask Nick. I was really mad about that. What team?
What team goes, man? If our backup quarterback had got hurt, we'd have been on. Because Deshaun Watson's backup quarterback.
That was a horrible mistake on his part. Horrible. Wasn't I upset about that, Nick?
Yeah, you
who
were.
Who made that call? Oh, that better than average coach.
True.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Well, I didn't win that round. 713-780. Totally lost that.
3776. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Did you have a good New Year's?
I didn't do anything special.
You don't go out and get drunk and...
Nah, I'm past that. I mean, if I were out of town or something, I might, but nah. This was nice and casual.
You just stay, what are you just like, what are you in bed by 9:30?
No, old I mean, ass. I'm a TV star.
My big show was on late Sunday night, so you know. You would stay up watching yourself, or do you do it live?
The show, you know, the show would be nothing without moi.
Do you do your TV show live?
Yeah, really? Yeah, we tape some stuff in the middle of it, but we do it live sometimes. So you were working on New Year's. Yeah, I was working late, you know. Okay. But, you know, pulling in them big numbers.
I watched it. My bad.
You're like, what channel is that?
What are you on, a WB? What is it like? 13.9? Isn't that like anything special? Hell no! My wife, she's in bed by 12:03.
Y'all didn't go for it,
man.
Y'all didn't go joyriding.
This was the first.
I know y'all like to do it in the car.
No, this was the first New Year's in like 10 New Year's that she was actually up when the clock struck midnight. But then she was asleep by 12:03. Like it was. So I just stayed up and watched
she's
the Chappelle
just up for the kiss. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. And then she goes, Happy New Year's, and then she was out. And that's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I just stayed up and watched the Chappelle specials.
You got a special woman.
I do, don't
she
I?
She don't mind getting married in a Volkswagen.
Drive-in. In a Ford Fiesta.
In a Datsun.
No, it's a Ford Focus. Datsun. Oldsmobile. Bunch of Pontiac. Bunch of cars that ain't around anymore.
Raggedy. What's it? In Fuego?
No, it's a Fiesta. It's a Ford Focus. Because I was focused on love. And not what kind of car we were in.
I don't know if a Focus was around at that time.
Yeah, it was. I remember. It's a chariot of love. You can't change my memory.
That's so sad. But yeah, Rockets got bad news yesterday. We'll get into that when we come back a little bit. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got a couple of guests, apparently, allegedly, or possibly.
Yeah, Sarah Barshop joining us
Sarah
at 2:30.
Who covers the Texans for ESPN, will come in.
Yep.
And the other one cancel on you? You cancel?
I don't know what.
Billy D?
I guess so.
Oh, no, we were going to. No. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay.
We're not doing that?
No.
Okay, so I guess we shouldn't be talking about
it. Nope. Good thing we met. We probably
need to check on these notes.
Yeah, we might need to
talk. Do some little show prep. We're going to do some show prep while y'all go and check out these commercials. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on The Usual Suspects.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in on it. The special teams coach, Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator, the entire special team staff was run. The secondary coach was run. And the running backs coach these are the ones that I love. It's not even fair for me to say what I just said, because that's just simply not true.
What?
They were not run. Let me change this.
Words matter.
The Texans and Larry Izzo, special teams coach, have reached a mutual parting of the ways.
Ain't got run. It's run.
And they also reached a mutual parting of the ways with assistant special teams coordinator Doug Coleman. And they're moving on from special teams coordinator.
They said they told Izzo they just want to be friends.
And
they're just like, can we just be friends?
John Butler, they fired him. He was fired.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got fired. Special team. I mean, and the running backs coach, Charles London, is leaving on his own, of his own choosing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, sure.
Like he's getting away while he getting his good.
So all of this is just fancy for yeah, y'all all sucked, and we're breaking up with you.
Your services are no longer required.
Yeah, yeah. Mutual parting of ways just means they bought him out, or there was a buyout, or something like that. Not a lot of that surprises me. I mean, I do think though. It's what's surprising is the narrative that changed in about 7 days.
Right.
7 days ago, it seemed that everyone was just certain that Bill O'Brien wasn't going to be here. Most people, there was either the rumor or people just they had the inside source that told them that he was going to be gone. I think if what you read and what you saw and what people talked about was, it wouldn't surprise anyone if he was let go at the end of the year.
Right. Yeah. Well, the reason for that is Bill O'Brien's people let it be known that he was going to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah. And it was either Rick or him.
And it's right. But it was reasonable to assume that a man like Bob Menere wouldn't take too kindly to an average ass coach walking in talking about is me or him. Well, bye.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how I would have handled it.
You don't let a CO run.
Yeah, because I would say, because you talking about is it you or is it him? Well, I'm going to fire him tomorrow, but you getting fired today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You don't get to make that call. You don't get to come in here and tell me how to run things. And that's how I would have handled the situation. But clearly McNair is handling it differently. And Bill O'Brien in his long press conference today he wouldn't say he was definitely going to be here. He's just saying they're having a lot of talks and they've been very positive. And he's discussing about the general manager stuff. And one thing I can tell you too, that's another one of these. I've covered sports for a long time. I covered the NFL. I covered the Patriots. I know them very well. I was in, you know, covering the organization. So I know how they operate. When you get opinions from anybody about how good of a general manager some assistant GM with the Patriots is going to be, don't buy it.
It ain't happening.
Well, no, I ain't saying it ain't happening. They don't know. There's no way to know how good a general manager is when a guy's an assistant general manager under Bill Belichick. And there are two of these jokers who are on everybody's hot list. So how many assistant guys do you have on the staff with the Patriots? They've got general manager for the Falcons, left the Patriots a few years ago. There are probably like five or six different general managers around the league who came out of the Patriots system, you know? And you're telling me there's still two more there that are...
Come on, Nick, was it Casario and Monty Osenfort?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nobody knows these guys can be any good. I know Nick. Nick sounds like a decent guy. And he, you know, yeah, seems cool. Seems like he knows his stuff. But he's never had to make the call on anything because Bill Belichick runs the show. Belichick is the thing.
That's my problem with what Bob McNair continues to do for this team. And they're trying to recreate the Patriots. They're trying to be the Patriots South. They're trying to, I mean, they're going out and getting ex-Patriots coaches and you know, they're trying to recreate what they have in New England. And I get it, the NFL, and just about any sports league, NBA, MLB, it's all copycat leagues. So I get that to a certain degree. But you have to get the right people, and sometimes those people aren't going to be in New England. You can get people who have a similar mindset, maybe coach similarly to what Belichick does, but they don't have to come out of New England. It's like they're trying to recreate New England. They're basically the off-brand, generic version of New England, which is never as good. They're the Dr. Yeah. Thunder.
Yeah, if you're going to do New England
of football for the Patriots,
if you're going to do New England,
get New England.
You really need to get Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
you
know?
I mean, that's what you need to do, and that's not going to happen. And more importantly, what could be a mistake right now is to go out and hire a guy who's never been a general manager before.
Yep.
When is Bob McNair going to learn? And yeah, I'm all for giving somebody a chance and giving, you know, and you find people who are, you're like, hey, I don't care if he hadn't done it before. I can tell this guy is special. There's nothing wrong with that. When Bob McNair did it in 06, when he hired Gary Kubiak, who had never been a head coach before, and Rick Smith, who had never been a general manager before, that wasn't that big of a mistake because he had a crappy team. His team wasn't about to do nothing.
Yeah.
So those guys, you could take some time to learn on the job. Well,
expectations were low.
There were no expectations.
You could fade a couple of bad seasons.
They won two games in 2005 because they couldn't win three.
Right.
So, but in 2014, when it was time to hire a head coach, that team had won two games before because Matt Schaub died on them. Because injuries left and right. Arian Foster went down and Owen Daniel went down. And I mean, it was just, and they lost like eight games by a touchdown or less. I mean, that.
Well, up until you said that, I was going to say, that sounds familiar. Kind of sounds like this year.
No, they ain't losing no eight games by no touchdown or less.
I said, up until you said that part.
You talking about?
No.
But yeah, but that's the same thing as now is what I'm getting to with this general manager. That team was a playoff caliber team. It just happened to fall apart. So you knew it was going to be a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
In 06, there wasn't going to be no quick turnaround. They had a long way to go before they got to be anywhere. Well, right now, this team has some important parts, has some major pieces.
Well, I would say, they got the most important piece put in place this year.
Yeah, exactly. So do you want a first-time general manager trying to figure out how to fill in these other spots? I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know if I'd want to.
But do you
want to
retread? Because that's the other thing. Because when you look at we talk about a copycat league, but it's also a league where a lot of times you take the safe choice. Because when you look at, who's been fired already, John Fox was let go, Jim Caldwell, Chuck Pagano, Ben McAdoo, and Jack Del Rio all lost their jobs. Bruce Arians retired. Some of those guys are going to get head coaching jobs again, but they were just deemed not good enough to coach for those franchises. That's the part of the business that I always find perplexing is you're going to go out and get a GM that, like, what was his name? Jerry Reese. You're going to go out and get, Jerry Reese has experience. Yes. Yeah. And then look what happened in New York.
No. You know why? Because Jerry Reese built two Super Bowl teams. Jerry Reese knows how to get it done.
And so if he's capable of that, why fire him? Well, at some point, Jerry Reese lost his mojo.
Things happen.
Did he forget how to be a GM?
Things happen. Sometimes it's just things happen. Eli Manning's not Eli Manning anymore. If Eli Manning was the Eli Manning of 5 years ago.
Ben McAdoo happened, really. But that's on Jerry Reese. That's a bad call to go out and hire a Ben McAdoo.
I don't know if Jerry Reese hired him or not, but that was a dumb hire. Really bad hire. But that's the thing. When you hire a first-year coach, you got to be very careful. So Gary Kubiak was a retread, but the way the Denver Broncos was set up, they didn't need a rookie coach. They needed a coach who knew what he was doing.
Yeah, and I think...
And they won a Super Bowl.
I think the reason Kubiak was run out of this town isn't because he was a bad coach. It's because, one, Matt Schaub happened or didn't happen. And two, I think that people, the fan base wanted more. They wanted, I can remember just people bitching and complaining about how boring his offense was. It was effective, though. But people wanted more excitement. They wanted to take the lid off the offense.
Right, yeah.
And now what?
And then what you get? But Brian Hoyer.
Yeah,
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett, Brock Osweiler. It's been great since then, hasn't it?
It's tough because you want to see this. It's a difficult position to be in because you want to see the team go out and get someone that is young and energetic and looks at football differently to do things better. You don't want to get a retread, but like you said, you don't want to get a guy that has no clue what he's doing. Because that's essentially what Rick Smith was. Yeah, he was never a GM before he got here.
This ain't the Olympics. You don't need young and energetic. You need good.
Yeah, but that's a lot of times you're going to get, those guys have to get a chance at some point.
Yeah, but I don't have to give them a chance.
Well, then you might not always.
Lose their virginity with the Texans. Why do Texans always got to be?
Look at a guy like Tomlin.
Why do Texans got to be the jump
A guy
off?
Like Mike Tomlin, they took a chance on a young coach. That's you have to do that. Otherwise, you're out here
you don't
changing out coaches all the time.
You don't have to.
Well, you're right.
When you do that, you don't know what you get. And that's a problem. But at general manager, it's a really a tough situation because you're hiring guys to make decisions who've never made them before.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. You can catch us on Twitter. I am at Jerome Solomon. Barry is funny. He is funny.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were going
What?
I thought you were going to say something else.
You get paid to be funny.
Well, yeah,
you better
true.
Be at least.
I know,
at
right?
Least, at least somewhat humorous.
Little bit.
And at the producer, Nick,
yep.
For our man, Nick Sciarra there.
Did you guys do New Year's resolutions?
I never have.
You've never done you've never said, all right, I'm not going to try. I'm going to try to be right once in a while or something like that.
Why would I do that for?
I don't know. Never, Nick, do you make?
I mean, if I have someone asks me, what are you going to do? I might mention a couple things that I need to get better at. But no, I don't really do resolutions.
Really?
No.
Can't get much better. I don't
know. There you go. Your New Year's resolution is be more confident.
I just want to maintain. You know what
I just want to maintain a level of excellence that I have already achieved. Like I set some. I always have goals. I wouldn't call them resolutions, but each year, like I'll have goals for my comedy career or my radio career, but I'll also set some personal. Resolutions like usually lose weight or whatever.
Okay, so like last year, what were they?
My goals.
Yeah.
Do you
write them down? And
yeah, a lot of
them on the wall.
A lot of them. Yeah, like my comedy goals. I wanted to get more work out of state. I got that done. I wanted to feature more. Got that done. Yeah, break into some new clubs. I got that done. Wanted to go full time in here on here. Got that done. So I wasn't full time yet. So yeah, so I had certain goals and I seem to have met them all.
Okay.
Next year or this year now, you know, it's wanting to get a few more headlining gigs. Got that done. It's coming up already. Yeah. Wanted to try to get a TV credit. Maybe I know some dudes in TV that could help. I don't know. We'll see. You saw how he looked away. He looked down.
Trying to
like,
get
I don't
on
know.
IMDb. And get your name yeah, in the database yeah. like mine.
That's
you know?
How you get more work. Like you got to get the yeah. Oh yeah, you're an IMDb, huh? I need to look up your profile. Let me go look at this.
It ain't all that.
No. I'm gonna look this up. We'll check it in a break. We'll have to read this and break it down. But like I mean, some of them like okay, like I had one where I told my wife I'm not gonna fart in bed anymore. So I told her, don't worry. There's always. They're always 2019. We can do that one. I already blew. That was done first day. That blew that last night. That one was out.
Why you fart in bed?
Because that's where you fart. I mean, that's one of the things, right? Like this has become an issue in the house.
You can control that.
No. What am I going to get up every time I got to do it? No.
No. I mean, you have no control over these?
I mean, I have control, but for only so long. You got at some point.
How much farting you doing, dog?
I mean, you know.
Seriously.
If I was a boxer, I'd be called Gaseous Clay. It goes down in the bed.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was bad, but I still chuckle.
It goes down in the bed. I don't know why, too, but.
You're probably eating and go right to bed.
Yeah.
You're doing something wrong.
Get relaxed. I don't know what it is,
no, but I think you're doing something wrong. You can't control them at all.
Really?
I can hold them for a while,
Jerome, but at some point you're going to explode. You got to.
No.
That was
okay. Well, two things. One, okay. are these?
They run the gamut. They run the gamut.
Is the volume explosion, or
I'm not crapping in the bed.
Well, no, it's not. There's the volume explosion.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the scent.
The ninja, the assassin, the silent assassin.
So what are you?
That's all over. It's all of it. If we still did stockings, she would probably put Beano in my stocking. If we still
no
did stockings
over
for Christmas,
your lower region. Then
I mean, I can control it. Like, oh, if we were doing this show and I had gas, I wouldn't sit in here and just fart all day. But at some point, you're going to have to walk outside.
You care more about me than your wife.
I'm saying that's it's 8 hours. This is a 3-hour show with breaks in between. I can run to the restroom
Hold up, you farting all night long?
8 hours? Yeah.
When do you sleep?
I mean, well, that's part of the problem. There's nothing. Let me tell you,
you're a disgusting. Let me tell you,
no, it's like I can help it. Like I was like yeah, I had
yes,
choices.
You can't. Yes,
like I was like, dear Lord, please make me gaseous. Please, please make sure that.
I mean, I wouldn't pray for that.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't waste the power of prayer.
No,
on
trust
your
me.
Stinky ass.
No, but I wouldn't.
They do have. You know, medication. They sell over the counter.
I know, I need to get some Beano or some GasX. I know.
Stuff right before bed. And
I'm starting to wonder if I'm lactose intolerant. And maybe that's the problem. Like,
And every night you eat a big old mega bowl of Fruit Loops?
No, but I do like ice cream.
Yeah.
And cheese. Yeah. Just about every night.
Yeah.
Man, these chins don't make themselves.
You need to change your your eating habits.
That's my point.
But if you farting all night, man, there's something else going on with you. Besides you being
now, I like how you're acting like you don't at night.
No. At all.
No. Okay. At all?
No. My body's a temple.
What are you, a woman?
No fart up in
now,
here.
You're a woman all of a sudden
now? Fart up in here. I control Liz.
Jerome Solomon on his gravestone. I don't fart, I toot.
Well, he just says he don't fart at night in bed.
No, man. You control it. You let it go when you need to, not just because you can't. See, you have no respect for your woman.
No, that's not it at all. That's not it at all. What would you have me do?
Part of your issue is the throne that is the magic of the marital bed. You don't have the same respect for it as a man who got married outside of a car. See. That's you probably don't fart in the car.
Exhaust.
Because that's really mean something to you.
The sanctity of the relationship.
You feel like you're on a pulpit when you drive?
If I had a choice, I wouldn't, obviously.
But if you know you're going to get laid, you're definitely holding it in.
Oh, yeah. She told me one time, she's like, if you don't stop, we're never having sex again. And for 4 months, I almost exploded. I almost... It ruined me, but yeah, I don't know.
That's an odd affliction. You may actually have a medical condition.
Yeah, no, you go to the doctor.
I'm serious. I mean, if you can't control it, you might want to.
Well,
you
know, that was. But so we're gonna try again in 2019.
Now we all at some point have been unable to stop.
Yeah, everybody.
The rare bomb, but
right.
But if you every night you just pop 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 pop.
I mean, it ain't like fireworks.
It sounds like it.
No.
8 hours worth.
No, I'm saying in the 8 hour span when you get in bed. I'm saying, so you know, it's because I don't go to bed till like 1 a.m. But we'll get in bed. She goes to bed early. She goes to bed like 8:30.
And you start firing away.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, sometimes
it'll be a long night, baby.
Now sometimes I will blame the cat. You know, I'll be like, damn, that cat is. Something's wrong with the cat. They're old. Yeah, that works because we don't have a dog. But I can blame the cat. So
yeah, you might want to get yourself checked out there, bro.
This happened to me over the holidays, and so I would hope I have a resolution, a New Year's resolution for Chick-fil-A. I went to a Chick-fil-A to get a sandwich, and I don't know if this is ever. Do you get cheese on your sandwich?
No, I don't throw cheese on much of anything.
You don't?
I definitely do.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever notice that
they actually have cheese at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, and it's never melted.
Disgusting.
When you get the sandwich, have you noticed that?
Well, on the Chick-fil-A sandwich, I never get the cheese for whatever.
Why?
Reason. I don't know. Just,
it doesn't. It's not supposed.
It doesn't
to
really work
on.
That way.
Yeah. You can get it's a thing called freedom in America, and you just get a piece of cheese on a sandwich.
No, this thing called
and it works.
Fat ass them in America.
I mean, you know, one slice every now and then. It's not like I get Chick-fil-A every day, but I go and I say, hey, you know, pepper jack cheese on my chicken sandwich, and I get it, and I go to sit down to eat it, and the cheese is just a cold slice of cheese, and I like it melted. I want it melt like that's how it should be.
You special.
I'm fancy. I eat my sandwich with my pinky up and everything. So I go back to the lady and I say, hey, can I get this melted? Please, because it's like, look, it's still cold. She goes, No, this is exactly what she, and I'm not making this up. She looks me dead in the eyes and goes, yeah, we don't have a way to melt the cheese. I was like, what? You guys don't have fire at all? Like, so my hope for 2018 is that Chick-fil-A discovers fire and a way to melt a slice of cheese. How do you not? I swear to you, I just looked at her. I was dumbfounded. What do you mean you don't have a way? Did you cook the chicken? No,
yeah, but they don't microwave. And the chicken isn't in a place where they cook it that they can slap cheese on it.
Well, get a blowtorch and do that thing or something.
I feel like if you timed it right, you could get it melted.
To melt the cheese.
At Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Maybe they should start cooking there. I bought a, do you know what sous vide is?
The what?
Oh, we got to talk about this when we come back because I hear the music. But do you know what sous vide is?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm going to school you guys.
Clearly.
This is a way to cook steak in water. I know that doesn't sound right, does it? I thought the same thing. I'm gonna have to catch you up on this.
We'll get into that. Maybe that's why your stomach's all messed up. You eat
boiled steak.
You can't even pronounce up in here. 713-780-ESPN. Hang on, Cody, and you guys. We'll get you when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back in. Jerome Solomon subbing in today. Before we move to how Barry's going to ruin some steak, let's talk about something Black Man like. Cody wants to talk about some buffalo wings.
Oh, the wings or the bills?
Oh.
No, not buffalo wings.
We're going to talk about some wings. Well, we got to put you back on hold.
Cody, we're going to put you back on hold. No, I'm just kidding. What's up, man?
You're such a diva with your cheese.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've never gotten a sandwich from Chick-fil-A that wasn't burning the roof of my mouth so hot that it couldn't melt the cheese inside the wrapper.
Never happened.
That's what I was thinking kind of, too, yeah. But I wouldn't put cheese on it anyway, but, yeah.
But no, how about the Buffalo Bills ending the playoff drought 17 years?
Yeah.
Bam.
Got some help from the Bengals. But hey, you're in. You expecting a victory?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
Depends on LeSean McCoy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason to really rip on Bill O'Brien and the Texans. I mean, the Bills are in the playoffs.
Oh, Cody, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I mean, but seriously.
Come on now, Jerome.
The Bills are in the playoffs.
Come on, man.
I mean, this is the first time this millennium. Millennials don't even know nothing about that.
Sports. They should make the playoffs every year.
What's that now?
The AFC South is like the worst division in all of sports. They should make the playoffs every year.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They should be getting ripped for it. I saw there was a guy on Twitter, a guy who covers the Cowboys, and he said, man, I kind of thought that 9-7 would be good enough to get you in because Cowboys finished 9-7. I was like, no, that only works in AFC South,
yeah,
because it's not a Power 5 conference. You know, it's just a different kind of league. And, yeah, of course, you know, the Titans are in at 9-7.
Yeah, when you look at over in the NFC, 13-3, 13-3, 11-5, 11-5 were your division winners. Yeah, 9-7's not going to get it. It usually isn't going to get it. It just happens to be that the AFC South is so bad year in and year out. Now, it worked out this year that they were able to get the AFC South was able to get two teams in the playoffs. But yeah, man, Cody, your Bills, I think, are, I mean, be happy they made it, but I would keep my expectations pretty low.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. It's playoffs. You just don't know what's going to happen. Anything could pop off. And that's why
they're playing the Jags, right?
It gets really good fun, but it's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jaguars really been looking good. That's something that was hitting me the other day. Talking about, well, you know, you don't think the Texans would have won the division had they not had injuries? No, I don't think so.
No,
they would have won a few more games, but they were not. The Jaguars are a better team this season.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
And by the time the Texans played the 49ers with Garoppolo, I don't know if that's an automatic win, even if Deshaun Watson was there. And those games, they lost some games that I think would have been coin flips. The Titans, because that was at the Titans on the road, would have been a game that they, you know, would have had a shot at winning. And who else did they lose to after Watson went down? I mean, everything fell off the table. But again, you had your starting quarterback out there. You just didn't do that well.
What and he went
they
out?
They weren't better than the Rams in Los Angeles. But if Watson was there, it might have been a different game. But
he was out in the Seahawks game, right?
Yeah,
that was his last game,
right? So they would have beaten Indianapolis two times. I'll give them that.
You're right.
I'll give you that.
Okay, so think of it this way, though. They beat the Bengals, the Titans, and the Browns when he played, and then they lost the Patriots game, the Chiefs, and the Seahawks. But moral victories aside, they were competitive in all three of those losses to the Patriots, the Chiefs, mm-hmm. and the Seahawks, which all proved to be good teams. Yeah, right. Quality teams. Yeah,
but they also gave up 36, 42, and 41.
True.
And the defense didn't change.
Yeah, well, a little.
They kept giving up 30.
You lost two of your best. You lost two of your best pass rushers, and if you're expecting that secondary to be able to hold up,
no. But what I'm saying,
the defense changed.
They gave up 40 when those guys were still there.
Well, that's yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
since then, though, they lost to the Colts. They lost to the Rams. They probably aren't beating the Rams even with him, with Deshaun Watson in there.
They beat Arizona, so you already got that. Yeah. So you got one more win with Indianapolis.
Yeah.
At the Ravens, that's a coin flip still. That's not a win because it's on the road, that Monday night game. At the Titans, I don't think it's an automatic win. They can win.
So two of those games, 50-50, probably beat the Niners. But like you said, not beating the Jags, the Steelers, and definitely beat the Colts. So maybe two more wins?
Maybe three.
Okay. Yeah, split those 50-50 games.
Yeah.
And so they're 7-9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not doing it.
Darn do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This whole idea of, oh, man, the season was just messed up. No, they were 3-4 when Deshaun Watson went down. It's not like they were 5-2 and rolling. They could have been 5-2 if Bill O'Brien had. Can you say?
He's doing what I do. Hey, can you say this word on the air?
If you have to ask, you probably
can't. Oh, I'm the worst. Nick's like, yeah, I wish Barry would not just.
And he asks on the air. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'll be like, can you say B-hole on the air? And then I'll say it, though. He'll be like, I don't know, Barry. And then he'll have to dump me.
I'll just leave that alone. Hey, did you see this thing out of Indianapolis? In fact, that an Indiana lawmaker is filing legislation that would require the Colts to offer fans a refund if Colts players kneel during the national anthem.
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
It's Representative Milo. Wonder what Milo looked like. Milo Smith. Yeah. Says that fans who feel disrespected by the kneeling can ask for a refund, and the coach should be required to give it to them.
Really? Mm-hmm. And I guess Milo is forgetting that whole part about freedom of speech, of action, of the you're not required to go to the game and pay.
Right.
And how does that affect the outcome of the game and the product on the field?
I hadn't thought about that, though. You're paying to go be entertained, and if something is done that offends you, you know, like if I go to a movie.
Yeah.
And
something in the movie offends you, do you get your money back?
Yeah, give me everybody's money back.
Give me. You don't go watch a comedian.
I want everybody.
You don't go watch Daniel Tosh and he makes a rape joke. And you're like, that's it.
No, nope.
Everybody's getting their money back. We're getting the food and drinks for free.
I'm good. Give my money back. I'm out.
You don't. That doesn't happen. You have the right to leave.
Has anybody ever walked out on you while you're on stage? That you
no,
and because you know they. It's like on Twitter, they got to announce.
Yeah.
I'll unfollow. I'm like, what you need, a to-go plate?
Right, go.
Bye. You need a gift receipt?
I've never had anyone leave that I was aware of, but I'm also not that.
Because the seat's all empty.
Jerk. I'm also not that controversial. I mean, I don't talk about, I don't do politics, so I don't talk about, I didn't talk about Obama. I don't talk about Trump. I mean, I do tell some jokes that might walk a line to some people just because I talk about growing up and hanging around black people. And so I talk about the experiences, but you know, and then I talk about being married to a Hispanic woman, so I talk about that, but it's nothing.
So you have
I think,
a lot of race.
But it's not, yeah, but it's not offensive. I'm not up there.
You don't know what's offensive to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I might be a sensitive black man.
That's true. That's true. But what I do find.
A black hat with white all on it. Why would you do that?
Why?
Why it's just not all black? Why you got to mix in the white?
Because that's how they made it. I want my money back for this hat. I refuse. Yeah, but I don't. To me, when I see stuff like this lawmaker, I think to myself, you are wasting so much time and money on something so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that there's a chance? All this is for this dude is the same thing that they have accused Colin Kaepernick of doing, which is just wanting attention. That's all this dude is doing is he's being an opportunist and taking advantage of the situation to get attention. Stupid. Yeah, because then what he's going to do is when it's time for reelection, he knows that his district or whatever is probably the majority of the people are white. And he's going to go to them and say, well, look what I tried to do. You guys should elect me again, and we'll make this happen. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We got a little bit before we get up
yeah.
to the top of the hour. What? Now, spell this.
We'll talk about sous vide on the other side because it's
Sous vide.
Yeah, like S-U-E-V-E-E-D. It's not how it's spelled. It's
because you can't spell.
No, it's S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E is how it's spelled, but it's pronounced sous vide.
Why would you spell something out?
Because I was trying to give you a pronunciation and a spelling. To,
you're going off.
Because if I would have said S-O-U-S.
I need hooked on phonics over here.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, just because I went to public school.
Well, it was more for Nick. If I would have spelled S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E. I'm
struggling Googling it.
He'd have been sous vide. What the hell is sous vide? No, it's sous vide. But I did. We'll talk about that next. But I looked up your IMDb. There's two Jerome Solomons on IMDb. One of them did the visual effects for Avatar, Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Kazam? I didn't know you were.
That was all those? That was a good year for me. That was some ghosts.
That's like a decade and a half, but okay.
Yeah. I haven't done as much visual work lately.
Your IMDb has two things on it. It says known for. You ready for this, Nick? Known for. This is what Jerome Solomon is known for. 2006, he's known for being on Quite Frankly with Stephen A. Smith. You want to know what character he played? Himself. He's also, in 2013, he's known for being on Mike and Mike on ESPN 97.5 in Houston. Character that he played?
Himself.
Himself, yeah.
Hey, man, that was before I got much range.
This is a rigorous IMDb profile you have.
There's more there, too.
That's it? You know? That's all I see. Two credits. Self.
Well, that's two credits. Oh, that was me as an actor.
Oh,
see, I'm behind the scenes type of person.
Oh, well, I'll have to dig down and Google. Maybe I need to hit up the dark web and find it because it ain't on regular Google.
You can't just do average search.
Yeah, regular ass Google ain't finding Jerome's IMDb. I have to dig deeper.
What they got? They got white Google over here.
yeah. Leave it to Jerome to say Google? The dark web is racist. Dark web? Is that like Black Twitter?
You need to go to Acres Home Google to get my real IMDb page, dog. I'll be back. That's 1 hour in the books. We got a couple more of these to go. We'll be back in a minute.
ESPN 97.5.